South Charles.
Helen, thank you very much. Helen Willits. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 27th of July. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low 1025, that's Atlantic high 1025, expected Plymouth 1022 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 5 to 7, backing west 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Atira, south Atira, 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, west 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Forth, west, veering northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 3 or 4. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Fisher, German Bight, northwest, backing west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fisher and 3 in German Bight. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, except in Dover. Fair, good. Biscay, northerly 3 or 4, veering easterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 in Seoul. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, west, 4 or 5, backing southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in Shannon. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, west, 4 or 5, backing southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 2 to 4. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, west, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly, veering northeasterly, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 today, the 27th of July. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 2, 9 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, more than 38 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by north, 5, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 16 miles, 1010, rising. Bridlington, west by north, 3, 1010, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 5, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 1017. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 3, 8 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1018, steady. Ronald's Way, west by north, 4, 19 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by south, 4, 22 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 27th of July. The general situation, the moderate to strong northwesterly flow will back southwesterly and ease today before an Atlantic low approaches the northwest of Scotland and brings rain and strong winds to the northwestern waters later tonight and into tomorrow. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south, 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West, backing southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Firth of Forth. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 3 or 4. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 4 or less, then southwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near North Foreland. Showers, fair later, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, backing southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 3 or less. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, 3 or 4, backing southwest, 4 or 5, veering west, 3 or 4, becoming variable, 3 or less later. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 or 4. Mainly fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 4, backing southwest 4 or 5. Showers, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Isle of Man. West or northwest, 4 or 5, backing southwest, then decreasing 3 or 4 for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then southwest, 4 or 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then southerly, 4 or 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south, 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, west 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. It brings the time to 5:43, time for prayer for the day, presented this morning by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. It's the first full week of the summer holidays, at least in England and Wales, a time when children are looking forward to a long break from school and parents are thinking of ways to keep them occupied. For some, it will be a chance to go away on holiday. But for those remaining at home, it will be a case of seeing what's on around us. And looking forward, there's no shortage of events about. Although the World Cup is over, there's plenty of other sport to watch, from the Cricket 100 to the Commonwealth Games. There's a wide range of musical events planned, from the proms to outdoor festivals and concerts. And for something a bit more interactive, there'll be a range of holiday clubs run by local youth and community groups. All good so far. But I hope we can do a little more than just keep young people busy. I'm conscious that these long summer weeks also provide an opportunity to relax and recover, and that one of the best ways to do this is to pay a bit more attention to the countryside which surrounds us. I'm a trustee of a care farm in the Vale of Glamorgan, and so very conscious of the role we and organisations like us play in reintroducing young people and their families to the riches of our environments, whether in meeting the animals, walking the woodlands, or just being able to run about in the open air. So I wish you well in your holiday plans, and I hope that somewhere in them there will be a chance to reacquaint yourselves with the wonderful world that surrounds us, and upon which, ultimately, we all depend. Creator God, you have created all things and love all that you have made. Help us to pay more attention to the wonders of your world, that we may come to cherish and preserve it for future generations. Amen.